This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India and the Nordic nations comprising Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland and Iceland have elevated their bilateral ties to a green technology and innovation strategic partnership. Mr. Modi made the announcement while addressing a joint press meet with leaders of Nordic nations after attending the third India-Nordic summit in Norwegian capital Oslo yesterday.
आज हमने भारत और नॉर्डिक संबंधों को ग्रीन टेक्नोलॉजी एंड इनोवेशन स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का स्वरूप देने का निर्णय लिया है। इस ग्रीन टेक्नोलॉजी पार्टनरशिप से हम आइसलैंड की जियो थर्मल और फिशरीज, नॉर्वे की ब्लू इकोनॉमी और आर्कटिक और सभी नॉर्डिक देशों की मैरिटाइम और सेंसिटिविटी में एक्सपर्टीज को, सस्टेनेबिलिटी की एक्सपर्टीज को भारत के स्केल के साथ जोड़कर पूरे विश्व के लिए एक बेहतर भविष्य सुनिश्चित करेंगे.
Prime Minister Modi said, in past 10 years, bilateral trade between India and Nordic countries has increased about 4 times.
10 वर्षों में हमारा बायलेटरल ट्रेड लगभग 4 गुना बढ़ा है. नॉर्डिक देशों के इन्वेस्टमेंट फंड भी भारत की रैपिड ग्रोथ में अहम साझेदार बन रहे हैं. पिछले एक दशक नॉर्डिक देशों से भारत में निवेश में लगभग 200% की बढ़ोतरी हुई है. तेजी से बढ़ते ट्रेड एंड इन्वेस्टमेंट ने भारत की ग्रोथ स्टोरी में तो योगदान दिया ही है, साथ ही नॉर्डिक देशों की अर्थव्यवस्थाओं में भी बहुत सकारात्मक भूमिका निभाई है और हजारों नए जॉब्स क्रिएट किए हैं.
Prime Minister Modi affirmed that the relations between India and the Nordic countries are set to usher in a new golden era with the recently concluded trade agreements, including trade and economic partnership and India-EU free trade deal. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Ministers of Norway, Sweden, Iceland, Finland and Denmark reiterated their commitment to shared values of democracy, a rules-based global order and urgent reforms in multilateral institutions in today's changing world. Prime Minister Modi has arrived in Italy's capital, Rome, on the fifth and final leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visit to Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands and UAE. A grand cultural evening was held in Italy during Prime Minister Modi's welcome reception, bringing together a remarkable gathering of Indian classical musicians and dancers from across Europe in celebration of India's rich artistic heritage. Mr. Modi also received a warm welcome from the Indian diaspora at the hotel he's staying in Rome. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has constituted the Joint Committee on the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026. Lok Sabha MP Sudhir Gupta has been appointed as the chairperson of the committee. The panel comprises 21 members from the Lok Sabha and 9 members from the Rajya Sabha. Members from the lower house include Kamaljeet Sehrawat, Bijayant Panda and Dr. Nishikant Dubey. From the Rajya Sabha, the committee includes Vinod Sridhar Tavade, Sujit Kumar and Ujjwal Deorav Nikam. Indian Railways electrification has touched 99.6% coverage. It has reached to over 69,873 kilometers. As of March this year, India has practically achieved complete electrification of its broad gauge network, positioning itself ahead of major rail systems in the European Union, United Kingdom and United States of America. Manipur's additional Chief Secretary of Textile Commerce and Industry, Anurag Vajpayee, has said the state government is working to promote and export the state's rich textile and handloom traditions to international markets. Speaking at a discussion on the Manipur State Export Action Plan in Imphal, he said Manipur's handloom and textile products have the quality to compete globally. He said the handloom sector not only strengthens the economy but also empowers women weavers, improves livelihoods and helps preserve the state's cultural heritage. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets in a high-scoring match at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night, keeping their playoff hopes alive. Rajasthan Royals overhauled the massive target of 221 runs with 5 balls to spare and 7 wickets in hand. Young sensation Vaibhav Suryavanshi scored 93 off just 38 balls. Dhruv Jurel scored 53 runs. Skipper Yashasvi Jaiswal contributed 43. And that is the end of this news bulletin.